When we talk about the glucocorticoids, then we should understand the cycle of the hypothalamic pituitary axis, in which there is a release of the corticotropin releasing factors from the hypothalamus, which stimulates the anterior pituitary to release ACTH, which ultimately leads to the stimulation of the adrenal gland for the production of its own cortisol. The levels of the endogenous cortisol production is highest in the early morning, that is 8 a.m., and it is lowest at about 3 a.m. As the day passes, the dose of the cortisol becomes decreased, and that is why while dosing the exogenous steroid, we should know that we should give the exogenous steroids in the form of glucocorticoids or steroids early in the morning, or we can give in the alternate day dosing in order to prevent the suppression of the hypothalamic pituitary axis. If we give it in a evening dose, or we go to give it in a divided dose in the day, then it is going to suppress the hypothalamic pituitary axis. And when we are going to withdraw the steroid because of the adrenal this suppression of this axis, there will be no endogenous production of this cortisol, and hence upon sudden withdrawal of the steroids and when the exogenous steroids are withdrawn, the patient may go into adrenal crisis. So it can produce very severe effects such as fever, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and weight loss, postural hypotension, hypoglycemia, hyponatremia, hyperkalemia. So that is why the steroid withdrawal should be done with a tapering.